Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Happy Friday.
Happy Turkey.
Happy Turkey. I'm watching Love Island UK season 8, the most recent season.
How is it? Oh.
It's good. I've only watched like one or two before, so this is the first time I'm really giving it like a proper watch. And there's truly a contestant from Turkey.
There's always one from Turkey.
She's British. She's from Essex, but she's of Turkish descent, and she lives in Turkey and works as a soap opera actress.
Cool.
Her name is Eki Su.
Love it.
I'm obsessed with her. She kind of gives like Chriselle energy. And she just comes in like a late arrival to mix things up, which I always love. And she just like is after this one Italian named Davide.
Davide. I love that name.
And there's this, it's a wild, like it's so crazy. Obviously there's like a cultural barrier, but like I understand 40% of what these people are saying at any given time.
Do you watch with subtitles?
No.
I would need subtitles because their accents are so thick.
They're so thick, and they're all like some are from Wales, some are from Liverpool.
I like that they're from like random locations in the UK.
Yeah, like a Manchester or like...
Are there any from Cornwall?
No, there's one from North Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm.
There's one from Brighton, which I've been. His name is Luca. And he is a fish seller, which I think is hot.
Until you smell them.
Until you smell, yeah, I'd let
After
him.
After a long day's work.
I'd let him.
Really?
Yeah.
Worth the yeast infection?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'd get yeast and mule. But it's just, it's crazy. And there's this one contestant named Gemma who's 19, who literally looks like she's...
That's young.
45.
Love.
She has like... 3 inches of makeup on. She's burnt to a crisp. She's a dressage.
Really? Mm-hmm. Competition?
Mm-hmm. She goes to travel around Europe.
Wow. So is she from a rich family?
I think so.
Love that for
she has
her.
12 horses.
Okay, yeah. So she is.
She's nine, but she's 19, and it's like, she has the self-possession of like a 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm. She's worldly.
She's worldly, but like in a way where it scares me because I'm like, wow, you're so like cynical already.
Yeah.
But she's...
She knows things.
But when I hear that, I'm like, I can't even fathom being that young anymore.
Me neither. Like I can't. I don't even believe that I was ever that young.
Maybe not me either.
Right?
19? Who's 19?
I don't know. I've never been 19.
I came out when I was 19. But that feels like I felt old when I came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really weird.
It's very strange to think back about like 19 and 20.
Being 20 is insane.
Mm-hmm. Nothing crazier.
But being 19, like, and she's the queen of the show, this 19-year-old.
Yeah, she should be. Miss 12 Horse. I just like,
You should watch it, though.
I know. A lot of people have said that to me, and I've really tried. But at the same time, it's so many episodes. It's, like, too daunting for me.
Well, The Bachelor is similar.
Yeah, but even that's, like, like, I'm truly on my phone at this point for most of the time that I'm watching The Bachelor.
The Bachelor is hard. But see,
I don't even have to, like, fast forward through commercials anymore. Like, yeah. But I'm just like, okay, like, I just can't.
Well, it's also like that is a whole, that's a universe that I just can't fully puncture. Like, I can't insert my, like, it feels, and I know like a lot of queer people watch it, but it feels like so hetero that it's like almost indecipherable to me. Do you know what I mean?
It's one of the most delusional cultural entities.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. Bachelor and Bachelorette, like Bachelor Nation. I'm watching it and I'm like, how on earth are you able to say that you're feeling connected to anyone that's here? You've spent maybe 2 days max with one of these people. You don't know. You have no idea who this person is. They have no idea who you are. All you've done is like film scenes together. So there's no world in which like you could be experiencing a true and real connection to this person that's based on like relationship longevity
or personality. But I believe that they feel that they're making a connection, because I think once you enter the space, it's like I feel like this, and that's like the genius of the Bachelor Nation, is like this world that, or this universe they've created, is like so realized.
They basically just take them hostage.
They do, but they're like, their brains, I feel like it's like you're rolling when you're, the minute you enter that universe and you become part of it, to these people who the craziest part is like these later, they've grown up with The Bachelor. So they're like well versed in it. They know everyone. It's like, kind of like the Marvel universe or like sports. Mm-hmm. Like they know all the players. So when you've been marinated in this and it's, your brain has like been partly developed by watching this shit, by the time you're on it, you're delusional.
But all these people are so the same. Like, no, even in Housewives universe, they're all so different from each other, and they each bring very discernible elements to the table. In The Bachelor, I'm like, you could interchange any one of these people out. Like, they literally, it just is the most boring, bland,
I know,
basic people that have no discernible traits one from the next. But except maybe Colton, who was gay. That's like the only, like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I have like,
well, that's why there's certain, like, Colton, before he came out, when he was on Bachelor in Paradise, he had like a complete nervous breakdown on the show because he was clearly, because
women wanted to fuck him and he did not want,
he did not want to
engage with a vagina.
And that's fine. But he had a complete, and it was like, that was compelling. And when someone has something different about them, they like implode, because the show does not foster an environment where someone who has any kind of, even if it's not even that special, but any kind of different, a piece of their puzzle that's different, they are like removed from the show. It's like
a homogenous.
Yeah. It's like digestible part, like undigestible parts. People are chewed up, and then it's like a Nope when it rains down like the coins and stuff. It's like people who just didn't fit. There was one guy who had like a complete breakdown, and he was drunk and he was throwing things and he went crazy.
In Paradise.
And
I think that's the key, is to watch Bachelor in Paradise.
Is great. But he was unwell and scary, but he was also kind of funny.
Well, yeah. Unwell and scary people are often hysterical.
And that one girl, Demi, who's like bisexual.
Don't know her.
But she didn't really fit. And it's like, it's so interesting to watch these people who are just like not, they stick out like a sore thumb, and it's almost like they are destroyed, because it's not even like they're alienated. They're just completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Colton was destroyed in the sense that he stalked a girl and like put a tracker on her car. That's what it did to him. It drove
him. That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
It's so gay. It's the gayest stalking ever. But he still like had charges pressed on him, and it was like,
wow.
Oh, he had a restraining order on him.
Okay,
Cassie,
that's fantastic. I love that. Like saga. That would be a really good movie, actually.
He was so worried that she was gonna like out him that he put a literal like tracker on her car.
Wow.
And was like obsessed with keeping tabs on her.
I'm like, babe, just like.
Well, he's certainly
get
gay.
Some loads. Like he's got some loads in you and relax.
Have we gotten load feedback?
People loved load talk. Well, load talk, they said.
Change them.
Change the game. And
I'm proud of our load
I'm
talk.
Proud of all the load seekers out there.
I'm proud of Colton for finally getting
like,
off
should
his...
I seek loads is something that even occurred to me.
Do you want
to
be like a load person?
I don't know. I just thought like maybe
well,
there's
honey,
something there.
You better get that
too much.
You better get that
so much
MP vaccine before you.
No, I can't. That's like what that's one of the many barriers to like load nation.
Well, there's you're
I was like, okay, maybe if I had time. I think the way to get loads as a woman is that you have to have a load partner. Like I would need just like one person that's dedicated to loads, but that can like it really needs I would say the goal would be 3 loads a day. It's a
from
lot.
From the same person?
From the same person. So they have a lot.
Does he outsource loads?
No, he provides the loads.
So you're not talking, because this is where it gets tricky and we talked about it in the pod, but like when you're a woman and you're seeking woman seeking loads, like there's a chance that you're going to get murdered.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't maybe
this
be
is careful. A vet, not a stranger. It would take a lot of interviews and vetting and then also just being like, can you provide a load in like you have less than 5 minutes each time to provide a load because I'm busy.
Like I wind up that.
Yeah. I don't have much time.
Well, that's what Colton said.
Yeah.
Colton went out there and he got his loads and
he
now he's happy and he's getting married and he did, you know, he stalked a woman and was like
it's
being a predator,
that,
but
he,
you know, he atoned, I guess.
Within his being different, he ultimately found sameness.
Oh, he was gay for a month before he was engaged.
Yeah.
Basically. Like.
Like he was really aligned with the homogenous ethics Bachelor Nation. He just needed to admit that he wanted male loads.
He was a load. He wanted, MC seeking L, Colton mm-hmm. seeking loads. And he. instead of Rachel getting married, Colton getting
loads.
But he went out and got him. But within that time, he got engaged and is now married or almost married. He's the prototype of like straight people are like, oh, I can access that.
Yeah,
he's just like us, except he likes loads.
Mm-hmm. I challenge like if I were a marriage counselor, I would give couples that are struggling like a load quota. And I'd be like, you need to get, I'd say, like 100 loads in this month.
Oh, my God. That is literally.
I'd say you need
wait,
to get
okay,
50.
Okay, so there's,
I think 50.
There's 30 days in a month. 31 days in a month. Or no, 28 days is a technical month.
I'd say 30 loads.
You're talking, that's still 1.5 loads a day.
Make it happen.
Oh, my.
Let's check in after you
God.
Reach, after 30 loads. And I want to know what the journey was like. And I feel like it's a make or break. Like, we'll know. This is like my couple's therapy, like the self-help book I would write is like the 30 load challenge.
The loads challenge. Keep the score.
The loads keep the score. And you'll know after the 30th load if you can still be in this relationship or not.
This is going to be your way to get on Goop. To get an interview with Gwyneth is like you.
Load challenge.
She'll be like.
I think Gwyneth would like this and would agree that the load challenge is necessary.
This is how you're going to make your millions.
I want.
You're going to capitalize
on.
Some
listeners, I know there are a lot of listeners with partners. And specifically, I know there are a lot of female listeners with male partners. Not, I mean, the gays can do this too, but I feel like it's more.
You're talking to like.
I feel like this is for like straight, unhappy
house.
People. Yeah. If you're in a relationship, that's like iffy, and I know some of you are, I just know it.
Or just a relationship that's like, there's love and foundation.
Yeah, you just gotta
spice it up a little.
I want at least one couple, please, one couple, commit to the 30-day load challenge. We're starting on August 19th when this episode comes out, and like by September, or if you just need time to like negotiate your load challenge, let's do the month of September as load-tember. And I want to know like if it makes or breaks. I need like updates.
And if you, yeah, okay.
I think we don't have to launch anything right away. We can ease into load-tember.
This is a soft launch. Load-tember.
But load-tember is going, it's coming up. So I think let's see where we stand and be ready to get into load timber to make a load commitment. And I will also, I'll commit to like a load or two.
You know what I've started saying to my dog? we start saying, when he's about to go out to go to the bathroom, we say, you should probably start thinking about getting ready to go out. I say that to Mango. So I say, and I think this is a nice gentle way to approach anything in life, is like, You should probably start thinking about taking loads.
You should probably start thinking about how many loads you're going to take in the month of September. How many loads can you commit to?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't.
You're in a position where you need to really lead the charge. As a gay man, it's your responsibility
to load it up.
To be.
Or to take loads.
To be a load leader.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. You should probably start thinking.
I should probably start thinking about
the load number you're willing to commit to.
I think, okay.
It's a challenge. And this is really, I got a little stoned last night and I was thinking like,
You're really radicalized by load talk. You're inspired by the gays on Twitter, the load
the
Twitter.
Sniffy's gays.
You were inspired by that.
I am.
I sent you that one who got his account suspended.
He's like to a king.
Fallen comrade.
Yeah. Our load soldiers.
We support.
We lost many along the way.
We did.
But like, I was literally thinking like, how would I even achieve this? And there's so many parameters. Like, you really need like a committed load partner.
I think there's.
Life
There's
does
a lid
not,
for every pot.
Loads are going extinct. Life is, at this day and age, everything's working against you to get the loads that you deserve.
There's a lot of factors in this world right now, be it viral, be it whatever, that
huge
are
huge barrier to entry to getting loads.
And you know, just thinking now, and I said, you still have a lot of time in your life, and I said, we might not. I don't know if we have a lot of time.
We don't know anything. Nothing's for certain.
Things are fading. So like, get on that load horse.
Like, we should probably start thinking about how many loads we want to have in us before we die. And really make, like, a load bucket list commitment.
Before,
when I think about it
the
that
mega
way,
floods,
I'm like, I need 600 loads.
Before the mega flood wipes out L.A. because of the atmospheric river.
Make it a mega flood of semen into whatever place you need it.
Do you think a bachelor, what if that became, like, a factor?
How many loads? Well, that's the fantasy suite. Fantasy suite. I'd be like, we need to get 3 or 4 loads.
No, I fantasy think this suite. Is where you. This is you come in as like a coach. You guys need to really start thinking about loads.
I should be the host of The Bachelor. They did actually do like they're in Amsterdam and they had people. I was shocked at this twist. They did like kind of a BDSM challenge where they had one girl like whipping the guys with their shirts off. And I was like, wow, they really like.
This is a lot for
them. I was like, they straightified this. But like, I was also proud. But then it also got me thinking, loads are not far off the horizon. And honestly, I think if I was on The Bachelor, I think the smartest thing to do is not fuck the guy if you want him to choose you, because he's going to always want what he can't have. That's just like psychological facts. But if you're a load seeker and you cannot deny your load truth, the tactic I would use is to be like, we need 5 loads tonight in this fantasy suite, and just ring him out. So he has nothing left to give.
It is.
You go full Fast and Furious on loads.
I think it's always shunking to me when I see the fantasy suites. Like, it is a disgusting it's like ritual.
It's foul.
It's literally, like, there was one where they were in Finland and these little, like, glamping yurt, like, hygies. Mm-hmm. And I was convinced that they didn't actually film it in Finland and they were just filming it in, like, Minnesota.
Yeah.
But it was just, he literally the next morning, he'd be like, and they were all next to each other, one after, like, all the cabins. And he was like, gotta head over. And I was like, you are treating, these are women are being looked at as dogs.
They're being sex trafficked.
They're being, this is
across, like, international borders. He's like, ABC sex traffics.
But he's like, hey, gotta go. I'm sorry, I gotta go. And it's like, you were leaving to go
deposit loads.
Come in someone else.
Yeah.
And it's like, these people are, it literally made me, it disgusted me on such a level that I was actually like, could not believe what I was seeing.
It's crazy.
And the women are just like, all right, you gotta go do it, you gotta. And I'm like, oh my god, like, I am not a prude by any means, and like, whatever, but like, it's disgusting.
Well, that was the drama last season, is that like, there were three women left, and then one of the women said to the bachelor, she was like, if you have sex with someone in the fantasy suite, like, I'm out.
Good.
And I'm like, that's the way to be. Like, you should all be denying.
But no one ever does that.
Well, yeah, because you're in this like desperate moment. You just want loads, and you believe, like, you've been brainwashed into thinking that, like,
this is all part of it.
We have to see this through. Like, this is all part of it. How would I even know if I don't like fuck and suck with this person?
It's
which is kind of also true. Like, if you were dating and in a committed relationship where you're both like, I'm falling in love with you, like, yeah, you want to like consummate and load out. But like, if that's happening with multiple people, it's actually the most psychotic show.
It's so great. It's like Martha Marcy May Marlene.
It is. It's international sex trafficking intrigue. Also, they're on just being take. They are taken in on a cruise ship. They've been on a cruise ship like this entire season.
Yeah, where are they?
They're the only people on this huge cruise ship. They have hometown visits next week. It's 7 weeks in. She's meeting people's families. I'm like, you don't even know this person.
I mean, you could say that about Jersey Shore.
Yeah, but they, to me, have more of a connection
in
the 2 weeks of time they've known each other than any one of these Bachelor contestants have with each other.
Anyway.
And they are free with their loads within the group.
Jersey Shore, their load positive.
Yeah, so September.
Their load.
What? Their load positive. On Jersey Shore.
It just sounded bad.
I think you should start thinking about your load shame. Any feelings around load shame?
Honey, I have no... I am...
Or like just load reticence.
I do have reticence with speaking this
about your own load. Speaking freely about your own load journey.
Yes. Which I guess maybe I'm a hypocrite.
No, but I also... I'm like, as a woman... It's kind of taboo to want loads.
You are,
but I'm
clutching my pearls
willing.
A little at this
I know.
Talk. That's just my Catholic New England.
Loads bring out. We all need to start thinking about loads are the future is loads.
It literally might be the future.
It actually is. Ask like any,
and
ask
I'm not,
Elon Musk.
But
ask,
I'm not, it's not just about reproduction. Loads being the future is just loads. Nick and Elon are like obsessed with breeding.
Yeah, if you ask,
and Elon's dad.
Yeah, if you ask them, they would agree.
Loads are the future.
Loads are the future.
They certainly agree. So does the Daily Mail.
Yeah. Oh, Daily Mail loves a load.
Wait, really fast, switching gears from loads. I sent on the docket. A tight 10 on loads in Bachelor Nation. This is a crazy thing that we'll get into right before we talk about, because it kind of relates.
Our ladies. Oh, yeah, let's see.
Kathy
this.
Hilton's daughter is involved in it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
So there's this startup called Colossal Biosciences.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a startup that's partially funded by the Hemsworth brothers and Paris Hilton.
And oh, I saw something about this.
They're committing to resurrecting Jurassic Park style, a marsupial slash wolf called the thylacine that went extinct in 1930 because it was causing... Like, it's a terrifying...
Okay, but what is their reasoning? I kept seeing this, and they were like, they're going to bring it back. And I was like, okay, like, why? And I don't have time or energy for this, but now I need to know.
It's sick.
Why do they want to bring it back? Just because they want to play God?
I think so. They got rid of it because it was, like, I think it was killing sheep. So it was, like, to protect the livestock, they got rid of it.
It's a Tasmanian tiger.
It looks like the skeleton bear in Annihilation.
Why does it have red eyes?
I hate it. And I hate the name thylacine. Isn't that what it's called? Thylacine?
It was last seen in 1930 when it was shot by a farmer for trespassing on his land. When he did so, he inadvertently wiped the last of a species in the wild in the face of the planet forever, or so we thought. Damn. What if you were the farmer who fucking...
I'd be like this.
Sorry, doll.
Sorry, doll.
Colossal Biosciences, a biotech and genetic engineering startup co-founded by the Harvard geneticist George Church, plans to de-extinct the Tasmanian tiger by using gene editing technology. They hope to reintroduce the creature to its once native habitats in order to rewild the ecosystems that were damaged after losing the species.
I guess maybe they realize it was like an essential piece of the ecosystem there, but it really freaks me out that I don't want that thing resurrected. I look at that
They're
thing.
They're bringing it back.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Wait, this company also raised $15 million to help bring back the woolly mammoth. Dole, how's that coming?
This is Pet Cemetery.
This is,
yeah. It's a little like, if something's dead, if something is extinct, you know, this is my hot take. If something's extinct, be it because of us or just like naturally... Then it should be.
That's evolution, baby.
Yeah. And like us playing God and trying to bring it back is just like, it's sick to me and it's not going to end well.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to spend that money and try and restore things, you should just be like putting that money into algae, because isn't algae the future?
Or like desalinization or hunger or food shortages. Lake Mead is dry.
Yeah.
And the thylacine is being brought back from hell where it belongs. I'm freaked
maybe
out.
Maybe this is just like a way to... If tax evade, though, if you're just like putting money into this, or if you like, this could just be like a fancy way to not have to pay as much taxes for rich people.
Regardless, rich people.
Because I don't know if they can do it.
Rich people, I think they probably can. Rich people putting money into bringing things back from the dead scares me.
Yeah, they should.
Put your money honestly helping people.
Homeless, not toothless, is a more noble
than
goal
the
than bringing back the woolly mammoth. They're ice age animals.
They're not supposed to be here anymore. We're not. I'm not even saying we're any different. Like, clearly we're on our way out too. But like, it just freaks me out. I just had to share that. But there's one other scientific endeavor that I'm really into, is that the head of Harvard science, or like something, some big wig at Harvard, believes that an alien artifact crashed into the Pacific Ocean in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And he's raising money to do a deep dive exposition to find this artifact. And he has all this proof of why he thinks it wasn't just like space junk, because it's apparently like slowed down or something and was accelerating into our universe from interstellar space at a rate that like a comet or asteroid wouldn't.
Cool.
So he's and his team want to go down and like comb
the ocean floor,
the Pacific floor, for this, what they think is like maybe a probe.
I'm like, can you guys find Malaysia Flight 370 while you're down there?
They're never gonna find that shit.
When did that crash?
2014. I know.
What if that alien ship crashed into Malaysia Flight 370 while it went when it went down, and that's the secret?
People on that plane were probably thinking about loads.
I would not want to find myself on Malaysia Flight 370 about to die and realize I got nowhere near my load goal.
It's still the scariest thing I've ever heard. The Malaysia 370.
I think that they could be connected.
Maybe.
They're not Pacific Ocean.
Well, no. It was the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
Or the South Indian Ocean, which
does
is like...
Does this guy think... Wouldn't the aliens just come and like recover the ship?
Or they're like, you're on your own.
Or they're like, we don't know what ocean. Yeah, we don't know about oceans. We just know about space.
They go,
A lot of things are happening. But the most important thing is to get your loads in order by September. You have.
The clock is ticking, Dole.
The clock is ticking. You have at least 10 days.
Well, with that.
With that.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to.
Sexy.
Podcast.
Beverly Hills Angels. Nothing. I just had like a pensive moment.
Yeah.
After our tight 30 on loads.
It's a lot.
They need to be discussed. Sorry, cutie.
I love that you got stoned and thought about loads.
I truly tried to think strategically about like if I decided to load seek.
You have
how
to be
I'd
really careful.
Well, no, it would just be me and a partner.
No, I know, but you have to be really, you have to discern like a really good load partner.
Yeah. And it would have to be someone that can provide the loads.
I think you'd probably find a lot of
load providers.
Yeah.
My primary load provider.
Your primary caregiver.
Yeah. And But then even making my, because I was like, after maybe 3 or 4 days, I'm not going to want any loads anymore. And then I'm going to have to, but that's when the load partner, when I'd have to be like, you have to make me want your loads. It's basically like, I'm like, you need to do the work.
I like the idea of using a man.
They have to do most of the work.
That's actually, it's
and
feminist.
I'm down to lay there and like,
it's feminist.
Take it. But you're going to need to get me into it when the last thing I want is a load.
You should write a manifesto.
My wheels are spinning. I'm inspired.
We're unpacking,
but we can do it on the bonus episode. Yeah. But we can also loads. They bring up a lot of feelings.
They're loaded.
Speaking of loaded, I need one moment, and I meant to say this on last week's episode, but when I was in Vegas, we drove by Paris a couple times, and on the side of that casino is a huge poster for Lisa Vanderpump's Vegas venture.
Yeah.
And I had a moment where I was staring Lisa right in the eye, and her poster features her surrounded by dogs advertising her Vegas like
restaurant
outpost. And I was just like, this is true power.
Well, we now have her and Martha next to each other.
She belongs, like, to be, you're the only woman really on one of these posters. You have your own
restaurant
outpost. Like, all your hard work has paid off, and you're flanked by like a German shepherd. I was like, this is mob boss energy.
Bring Lisa back.
She's a boss ass bitch on the side of the Paris Hotel. Even I was like awestruck, and I was like, you don't fuck around when a woman's portrait is with like a German shepherd. And Lisa, she knows that.
I think they should bring her back, honestly.
I think, and I was like, she is Vegas.
She is.
Like, fact that she has ascended and is now in a place of Vegas.
She's in a place of Caesars.
Is an incredible accomplishment.
It's huge.
I thought it was Paris. It's Vanderpump Paris.
They're owned by the same.
Caesars and Paris are the same thing.
Oh, so I guess she's opening one in Paris too.
Wait, I'm confused.
It's in Caesars.
Okay.
And it's also.
But then she also has a Paris one.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I guess she has a new one, but it's owned by the same company. Martha Stewart now has a restaurant in Caesars.
This is where the ladies.
I know they're next to they're next to each other.
I'm Googling because I thought that she had that one cocktail garden, but then I thought that maybe she was opening another one. Yeah, there's two.
Damn.
Vanderpump Cocktail Garden and Vanderpump Up Petty. This is boss shit. That's next time.
How much money is she making?
Just racking it up.
Anyway, we come up on, we're still in the homeless and toothless gala. And
it somehow turned into just Kyle's birthday party.
Yeah, Dorit goes, happy birthday to Kyle Richards. We're going to sing her happy birthday now. Let's sing it together. And I just wrote, why is this so uncomfortable?
This is so weird. Also, like, everyone's still there that bore witness to all the chaos and dysfunction.
Also, they're all just continuing to sit at this horrific table arrangement.
They're just staring. And then everyone sings Kyle happy birthday. And Dorit goes, well, we put on a beautiful dinner party. And I was like, did you, though?
And then all the men are talking. Rob's sitting down. And PK is, like, weirdly talking about, like, his business, his Buca di Beppo ventures.
His
and I'm like,
crypto ventures.
What do you do?
Yeah, what does he do?
He does some. I swear in my bones, I feel like in the last 3 years, the Kemsleys have taken on, like, a lot. They've come into a lot of money. Something's changed.
They probably made a killing, like, I bet it's like stock market or crypto stuff when the pandemic hit.
Feels a little shady.
Well, they better watch out.
And he's
they better of... pay. You better. You have to just pay your taxes.
Well,
don't think that you can't, because they will. The IRS will get you.
It just. I know that they were coming into financial problems, or like they were getting into some trouble recently, like in the last 2 years. And it's just like to see them now
in that farmhouse and all her plastic surgery.
And everything just like they just have wealth. Like, it looks like they're fucking rich right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they know they're starting to like mingle hobnob with like real power players. And I'm just like, something's happening with the Kemsleys.
I'll bet it's they
crypto.
Made like a a COVID killing on investments or something like that.
He says to Mauricio, I know you're the king of real estate, but you will bow to the emperor.
I was like, what does that mean?
And Mauricio goes, the emperor of what? And she goes,
what do you even do?
Real estate. And he goes, oh, I thought you were the king of rock. I was like,
Mauricio, try and keep up.
Mauricio, lay off the weed, man.
Stop getting blunted 24/7.
Sutton.
I wonder though if PK has had any like crypto fallout because crypto's like tanked in the past like couple months.
Right, something's up.
I'll bet that's a roller coaster with them.
Sutton says about Rinna's yelling at her in the previous episode. She goes, I did not like that at all. And then it starts, and then they look over at the volunteers and the doctor, the wife of the doctor, who should be a housewife.
Yeah.
And they go, you guys can leave.
Garcelle goes, you guys can get out now. And they go, not that we want you to leave, but you just can.
And the one woman goes, I'm just eating my dessert. Okay. Their faces. I was like, they were dismissed. Damn.
I love Crystal. This is the weird part of the night where everyone decides the one thing they want to talk about. And Crystal goes, well, I want to talk about my eating disorder.
And Renee goes, let's do it.
She's always game.
Yeah.
And then Crystal talks about her eating disorder. Then Sutton, she goes, I want to talk about the idea of friends with her liabilities.
She goes, I had a rough day on Saturday at Rinna's. And Rinna goes, you did?
Rinna's on one.
Yeah.
Sutton goes, I received a letter from an attorney, from a lawyer involved in a lawsuit with the Girardis. And EJ goes, I know what they wanted to ask you.
EJ goes, you said that shit. You said it. The way she bares her teeth at Sutton, I'm like, you are a mad dog.
She's mania.
Mad dog.
Mad dog global.
But it's one of the firms in Chicago.
Yeah, and I guess it's because Sutton said that she'd like heard something, so they wanted to follow up.
I'm terrified of EJ when she snaps. She hates Sutton.
I know, but she kind of loves her,
too. Oh, she loves her, too.
She likes the attention, but she also hates the attention.
It's like they're weird foreplay with each other.
Yeah. And I love...
They should just fuck.
They should. I think it'd be good for both of them.
Yeah.
I just love that Sutton will put this out there because everyone else is too afraid to really speak up. And Garcelle will speak up if someone else initiates. Like,
but
Garcelle will back them, but she's... No one is brave enough to lead the EJ Global charge. And Sutton goes, you were a liability to all of us last year. And that's the truth. That's just plainly the truth of the matter.
But now the Rinna EJ, you know, power alliance, they're now framing Sutton as the liability friend. When Sutton...
It's a thin argument. It's a thin argument.
There's holes...
Cracks.
It is Swiss cheese.
Cracks in the facade.
Exactly. And then out of nowhere, Diana goes, Diana goes, Garcelle, I need to discuss things with you too. And I was like, fuck.
Here we go. That's me, Super Mario. Here we go.
And I just wrote wrong choice, Hinny. And I just love Garcelle's face the minute that she goes, what?
Diana goes, I feel like you are the most guarded of everyone. And Garcelle goes, okay. And she goes, I just feel like I'm trying to get close to you and there's just no way to do it. And Garcelle's like, okay. And
then, like, we had a talk at your Christmas party and
you said that we got off on the wrong foot and I agreed and we haven't seen each other since then.
Well, Diana goes, she goes, and you haven't seen me since. And then Garcelle goes, you haven't seen me since.
We haven't seen each other.
Yeah.
Like, what? And then Rinna goes, do you hear her, though?
There's a sign. She goes, do you hear her, though?
Do you hear her?
She's stoned.
I don't know. She's, like, fucked up.
And Garcelle looks at her and she goes, do you hear her, Rinna?
She goes, what do you hear?
And then Kathy goes, which I loved.
Kathy was killing it this episode.
She was killing it.
Kathy is suffering no fools at this point, and it'll ultimately bite her in the ass when she takes her aggression out on a lowly gay. But
when she's good,
moment,
she's good.
She's great. She starts like...
And this is when you really see that Kathy's...
Kathy gets it.
Fucking dumb as a fox and is so shrewd and is getting every moment and just plays up that act. And she's funny as fuck and like knows how to troll.
But also I think she knows like,
but she's also
when people are being when people are being like really fake, like, and playing for the cameras, she knows exactly when that is. And I like that she's not afraid to be like, make fun of someone or call them out.
She is a older sister of two actresses, the daughter of a the ultimate stage mom, the mother of Paris Hilton. She knows when people are...
And I gotta get Tony's head resituated. Garcelle goes, why do you think I'm defensive? And Lisa goes, fear.
Well, she goes like this.
Fear.
Fear.
And then she goes,
Garcelle goes, what am I afraid of?
And she goes, I don't know, Garcelle. Why don't you tell me that?
She goes, well, you're going to have to ask yourself that question. And I was like, okay, if you're not willing to like, if you're going to come for someone, you need to actually pinpoint exactly what you're trying to say. Like, I don't love the evasive nature of being like, you're afraid. And then someone's like, of what? And then you're like, you have to ask yourself.
She, when you, she's dropping an F, the F slur, which is fear. When you drop fear in and you have nothing to back it up, you are asking.
It's a bully.
You're a bully. And it's, she's going into full like Beth Grant and Donnie Darko. And she's like, the two sides of everything are fear and love. You come from either one. There's no in between. That's basically what she's doing. She's like, you need to approach things from a place of love. And then Kyle goes, okay, Rinna, don't talk about that when you were literally just barking at everyone for an hour straight. Which I love Kyle for like owning Rinna a little.
Yeah, that was necessary. Garcelle goes, just once I'd like somebody to go, you know, Garcelle is right. And I was like, honestly, I don't blame you because you are right in your takes most of the time.
And Kathy goes, Garcelle, you're right. You're right. And she, and then Kyle goes, I think Garcelle's saying she just wants to be supported. And Garcelle's like, thank you for translating for me, but okay, thanks. Yeah,
thank you, Kyle.
And then Rinna goes, Mah! And then Maurice goes, you girls are out of your mind.
You're all crazy.
Do you want to go, honey? I was like, don't let him drive.
Rob and Crystal.
I need Rob to get on Propecia. He can, he okay.
You think he has hair to give.
I need to say this.
Propecia, this, sponsor this podcast, A.
Please.
Honestly,
someone,
please, God. The amount of like...
But here's what I'm saying. If you are a male-identifying individual as of a certain wealth bracket, I'm talking about the Prince Harry's, I'm talking about the Prince William. I think Prince Harry, Meghan's got him on something, but there is no excuse. And bald is sexy. I think bald can be fucking hot.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, but if you're like trying to hide it a little and it's like, just get something done to fix it. I'm not saying, I'm not bald phobic. I think bald.
I love a bald.
I love a bald guy.
Love bald daddies. I can think of about three that I would take a load.
By. Yeah, same. 100%. I think it's great. But with Rob, I'm like, I see, you know what I mean? And it's like, just.
I didn't notice, honestly, but I'm not as tuned in.
Well, it was pretty.
But hair loss, I'm realizing, is a thing for men and women.
No, I know.
And I'm like terrified of it.
Bitch, get on Propecia.
I mean, maybe I need to.
You have gray hair.
No, but I was like, you know,
you have like,
I noticed some breakage and I'm like, is my fucking hairline thinning? Like, it, but it really, life. It happens.
That's just life.
It happens to everyone. Everyone's hair, as you get older, your hair out. Thins and falls out.
It's just the way it is.
Fucking cruel. But.
But I'm just saying, do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be
rude. If you find yourself being insecure about your hair loss.
Maybe he's not insecure.
Maybe he's happy with it and
maybe,
it's fine.
Maybe Crystal is hot for it.
I get the sense that they're hot for each other.
Yeah, they fuck.
And I like them together. There's loads happening in
all
that
right.
relationship.
Well, then maybe I'm going to be canceled for my hair loss take, but I speak my truth.
No, I think that you're just like, you're tuned in.
I look at Prince William and I'm like, that could have been prevented.
Oh, 1,000% preventable.
He was truly the hottest.
He did not have to go down the Prince
Serpent
Philip.
Yeah,
he did not. He didn't have to turn Skeletor.
He used to be so hot; it was like looking into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And his hair was beautiful. He had a lion's mane of hair, And I just do, every time I look at him, I'm like, how did they let this happen?
His Maybe hair. He's not allowed. You're not allowed to like eat oysters when you're a royal.
Really?
Yeah. There's like all these weird rules. That's so they're probably not allowed to have Propecia.
Well, thank God Harry got out.
Yeah.
Megan's like, bitch, you're going straight.
She goes, it's PRP. A PRP, Propecia. We're going to do a hair transplant, grow
you're gonna
out
be on
those.
Viagra.
Yeah, like it's all, we're wrapping it all up. We're in Santa Barbara now, we're baby.
I think I read there was a Gawker like gossip item that Megan and Katy Perry may have beef because they both live in Montecito. And
what's their beef?
I guess Katy Perry, well, she made that comment, that infamous comment that Megan's dress maybe could have afforded one more fitting.
She said that.
And she said,
we were all
better.
Thinking it, but Katie said it.
And I guess they have daughters that are the same age and maybe are in the same, like, social.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I'll get more info.
Swish, swish, bish.
Anyway.
Another one in the basket.
But yeah, so Rob and Crystal talk about her eating disorder. Rob's like, you know, he's sweet. At the end, he goes, have some wine.
I love him. He goes, them talking about her brave Instagram post, and he goes, you know, I was surprised when you posted that. I was like, thank you. Thank you finally for like just being honestly addressing what is its psychotic thing to do on social media.
But he says it in a sweet, loving way.
He's supportive. And that was like, okay, like he's being honest, but it also is like just honoring the fact that
and they kind of
posting
laughed.
Something on social is not the same as like dealing with a problem.
And they kind of laughed about it.
Crystal gets it.
And then all of a sudden you hear, hello. And Kathy Hilton just saunters her way in. And I was just imagining her walking into like random homes.
Probably.
Just snooping around and leaving.
She looks like Ellie Mae Clampett.
She does. What if she just walks in and just like rearranges some things, knowing that it would be noticeable to someone? She just like sees a random house, goes in and moves around some chairs.
A vase.
And then just sort of walks right out.
Yeah, Kathy comes in. She gives her 2 cents, which is like, do what you want.
Well, she goes, you know, none of us are doctors or therapists in this group. So, you know, take our advice with a grain of salt. I think that means you should probably be seeking outside help.
Yeah.
I was like, she's right.
I honestly feel for Crystal, like, I really like her.
I do too.
On the show. She brings like a really complicated and layered energy.
She's compelling.
Yeah, then it is really compelling.
And Kathy goes, what do you got for me for food? And she goes, I have some nuts. I have some.
She just goes, Crystal's like, yeah, okay. Like, I will. Thank you for saying that. And there's a beat. And Kathy goes, do you have a cracker?
Kathy loves like a salty little.
She's just something to nibble on. She needs like a full spread.
She needs like a TV tray.
And she was, I think, a little miffed that they didn't have, like,
she did. She
beverages.
Goes,
she goes, and do you have a Diet Coke or something? I was like, this is me when I go over to anyone's house. Like, I want to be greeted with a Diet Coke and cheese and crackers.
She goes, wow, I come all this way and all I get are nuts. And she goes, and he's like, do you like brie or blue cheese? And she goes, no, Gouda. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll have some notes.
So they make her a little cheese plate and give her a Diet Coke. Yeah.
Give her just a little bit of like savory and a little bit of caffeine. And Kathy, it goes a long way with her.
She truly is like a hotel queen because it's like when you go to any really nice bar, like at the Four Seasons or something, they always give you that little silver tray of like some potato chips and wasabi peas and like goldfish. Kathy needs that anywhere she goes.
She lived in the Waldorf.
Yeah, she needs something to nibble on.
I come all this way.
I literally thought Mauricio was wearing a She's Startin' hat when this scene
I did too.
Started. I was like, oh my God. And then it was just the agency.
Kyle's birthday dinner. Why did I write? Oh, she gets a giant bouquet from Kris Jenner. And I wrote, this is going to make me orgasm.
Mm-hmm. I love their friendship.
She goes, oh, look, I got flowers from Kris Jenner. I was like, hell yeah.
She loves it.
Mauricio goes, oh, that's so beautiful, baby. And then her daughters all come over and they're all wearing matching pajamas. It was cute.
I love her daughter. Or did she say this to her daughter? Or did her daughter say this to you, her when she greets her? She goes, hi, cute woman.
I think it's Alexia.
I'm obsessed with greeting each other that way. Or going, hi, pretty.
Kyle's a little like, these are my sisters.
Hi, pretty girl. Four sisters.
She puts on roller skates to get ready for Lisa's 70s party.
We find out that she used to compete in like roller skating competitions with all the other child stars who lived in LA, would all go roller skating at this one place.
And Michael Jackson.
She hung out. When is the memoir coming out? When will she really spill the tea?
I want Kim to write a memoir, but it won't be as lucid.
Harrowing. Kim, well, but if Kyle and Kathy truly fall out again, Kyle says, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to tell my side of the story.
They
she could write
out,
an
though.
Incredible memoir.
They just posted each.
They're back in each other's good graces.
Kathy just posted like an Instagram with her. They're not.
Damage control.
Yeah. I just wrote Kyle's emotionally stunted.
Well, she's a child at heart.
I know.
Farrah comes over with her gay fiance.
Yeah, he's.
I was like, is everyone.
Everyone's.
We're all just marrying gay guys.
Except
now.
Maurice.
Yeah. The last straight man.
Maurice
and PK.
Like and that's why they're stoned. They're like, it's like XY. What's up? Y, the last man. Except it's Mauricio and PK.
Just spreading their seed.
Mauricio's like at dinner, like, oh, yeah, that's good.
Are men like that anymore? Like, is every man just kind of gay now?
No, every man is being told to, like, be gay.
It's not safe to be.
No.
Like, not gay.
It's not. Everyone's like, you have to wear a boa. And they're like, all right.
I need, like, a 50-year-old man or someone that's, like, not. That hasn't been affected by the gay wave.
By the gay cold.
The gay cold of, like, that is truly afflicting straight men.
Well, it's just like everyone, you have to have your nails painted.
Like, if, like.
And it's like, that's all great. Like,
if you're gay, be gay. Like,
if you're queer.
I would much rather have that. I guess I'm, like, very binary about that when it comes to men. I'm like, you're either straight.
Or you're fucking gay.
Or you're gay.
Well, no, it's just, it feels like there's a lot of, like, gay baiting going on and, like, weird, like, it's like, you know, if, like, a male celebrity wears, like, a dress on stage or something, everyone's like, a cis hetero male celebrity wears something kind of gay on stage, it's radical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay.
Like, I think you can still be sensitive.
Yes! It has nothing to do, like, I'm like, dress how you want to dress. Express yourself, of course. But it's like, you can feel when it's a studio decision. When there's like a team of people telling someone, this is how you have to dress. And it's like, and they're like, all right.
Yeah.
It just feels, you can tell.
And I want men to like explore their feminine side.
Of course.
Not that gayness is femininity, but like.
What are you saying?
I just want, like, to feel that I'm in the presence of, like, a manly straight man.
That's your truth.
Right? Is that wrong?
I don't think that's wrong.
It just feels like it's it feels like everyone's just gay now.
They are.
They are.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Rinna and EJ eat at Firefly, which is where I was going to have my wedding.
Okay, that's where I thought they were, and I was so excited. You should really revisit that idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Think on it.
The waiter brings Erica. She goes, I've never been to this place before, and he brings her a charcuterie, and Erica goes, oh, yay. I kind of blacked out this whole
thing. Studio City vibes. I do have to say, just backtracking to Kyle and her life, that I'm jealous of what she has.
She has a good life.
She has a great house. She has, like, so many dogs and a hot husband and really cute kids.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. And a huge house. And there's always a turkey cooking. Like, Kyle...
She won.
Won. She has a really good life. And I'm extremely jealous of it.
And we see it again in play when she meets Sutton for dinner and she has a $16,000 Birkin.
Yeah.
At the ready. Kyle goes, Sutton goes, oh no, seeing the Birkin.
I love also, I want a golf sweater from Sutton's boutique.
Me too.
We got to go there.
Yeah, we should. Let's She'll probably get, be there.
I know. We got to go there and like.
I want to be let into Sutton's store.
I want her to like style me.
Yeah.
I want a golf sweater though.
Kyle turns to the waiter and she goes, what is your most buttery Chardonnay?
It's like, if that ain't me, I love. Give me the most buttery Chardonnay you got.
But her and Kathy sound like, what's the most buttery Chardonnay you got here?
It's the Hilton sister way, the Richards way. Kyle's getting kooky about Sutton's date that's happening later. She goes, don't you want to show up like looking a little poor?
Wait, okay, this is what I loved about this episode was everyone, Kyle was like, flexing a little and mm-hmm. like the pretenses of her being rich or pretending to not be rich were gone. And when a rich person says, don't you want to, when they say the word poor, it's really funny to me.
No, I was like, this is the comedy that feeds my soul. She goes, you really want to show up wearing all that jewelry? Like, don't you want to show up looking a little poor? And Sutton goes, this is poor. And I was like, yes.
And Kyle goes, don't you want to give off the little damsel in distress? Like, you can help me. And then I was like,
I want someone to take care of me. And I was like, this is an incredible glimpse into like female psychology, yep. gender roles, like how to present yourself.
Wealth.
Yeah. And like, I never thought about that. Like, something feels like, Kyle's not wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I think that she's getting it. Like, you don't want someone to see you and think that they would take advantage of you,
yeah.
like, which I totally get. But I think there's also a level of like, you don't want to intimidate a guy.
It's like when
because you're going to be wealthier than most of the guys that you go on dates with, most likely. And you don't want to be like intimidating to a guy when he knows that you can buy your own like $7,500 handbag and your own jewelry. Like, you don't need him for a single financial thing. There's almost like a level of like sexiness that's gone, I think, sometimes with men.
It's like when Luann told Bethany, speak softly and have
so
them
they have to lean in.
They have to lean in. And Bethany was like, okay.
But aren't like some of these, even like the notion that like you must withhold sex from a man in order to keep him interested, like as dated as all these things sound, I'm like, they are essentially true.
They're like lizards.
It's like written into DNA. Men are from Mars, women from Venus, babe. Like, you have to like mind fuck a man and like withhold and make him feel like you are just like a helpless little like, who, me? Even when you are. And maybe that's like what all of us single people, we need to really just be channeling that energy and view it as like an acting class where you can be like, I don't know. Like,
I'm your mom.
I've never seen something that big before. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to kind of like play it up when really, you know, like, oh, I can like go shopping and I pay for my entire life and it's fine.
That's a big order. I'll just have something light.
Yeah.
I'll just.
Oh, I've never eaten that much. Whoa, an expensive dinner. I've never been at a dinner like this.
I'm a little nervous about the prices here.
I think that you kind of have to like play Little Bo Peep. And maybe Kyle's onto something.
I did that once on a date. I went on a first date. It was a blind date. And the guy was clearly from like family money.
Mm-hmm.
We went to some really nice restaurant. I was genuinely like working at a restaurant at the time and I didn't have money. And I was kind of like, I'll just have an appetizer. And he was like, I'll get it. And I was like, okay.
The dates I've gone on when I've been like flat out broke, like no money in my checking account, I literally will be like, let's go on a date. And then I'm so nervous that like they're not going to pay that I just will drink only water.
It's
and
hard.
I won't order anything it's because I'm terrified. And I'm like, why should I be terrified? A, they should 1000% be paying for whatever. But I'm like, I get scared.
Yeah.
And I'm really, we're going to reframe. And
we're
going to
reframe
like,
a lot of things.
We're reframing everything from loads to
paying for dinner.
Yeah. Like it needs to be like we are going out and you're going to buy one of everything on the menu. And I don't have any cash or credit cards on me today.
Sorry, Dole.
Just my ID, Dole.
We cut over to the Kemsley's farm, to Mendocino Farms. And
you were saying to the Kemsley's pharmacy. I was like, what pharmacy do they own?
I love Phoenix.
I love her too.
Wait, she's brilliant. She's 5 years old.
Her little accent.
But also what the thing she said to PK, I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the kids are very protective of Dorit.
Yeah.
She's like her mom's champion. Dorit puts on roller skates for the party and PK goes, oh, darling. You're gonna hurt yourself. Stay off it. And then Phoenix goes, if she breaks her neck, it's going to be your fault because you didn't make her feel confident. I was like,
PK's like,
whoa, you're 5.
Yeah. How do you know that?
What the fuck?
She's no, Esther. I was kids. They know things. Also, just imagine for a moment having Dorit as your mother and just being like, this is the most beautiful. Like just looking at like. You would be like, this woman is God.
But you'd also, I think in the last year, since the home invasion gate, I think the kids have picked up that their mom is like very brittle right now. So they probably feel like maybe a dysfunctional need to like parent their mom and protect her, which is probably going to...
Your fragile, beautiful mother. Thin. That's what I want to be so... Ooh, my nerves are shot. But then also stunning with a V face.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful blonde hair. And thin, thin, thin. Just at any... the breeze could break me.
But it's very much... It's giving like it's Coolidge and White Lotus. My poor mother. It's very... It's giving mother, mother,
it's
mother.
It's very mother, mother, mother. You really have to watch out. It's not great for the kids, but I think to be that woman for just... I think there's just something very gratifying about being a gorgeous, fragile mother.
Phoenix literally held onto her leg and turned to her dad and was basically like, I will kill you if you hurt my mom's feelings.
Even PK, like his face kind of...
And Dorit was like, atta girl.
That's my girl.
Rinna's 70s party is a flop.
I literally was like, wait, what is this party for again?
It was like curtains.
But it was just a party with curtains and disco balls. And at one point, I realized the only people at this party are the housewives.
Oh, I guess because it was during like a bad COVID wave, but like I was...
There's no other guests.
It was during Omicron, but no one... It was a curtained off...
Off the side of a road? Like, was it next to the Beverly... I think it was at the Beverly Hilton. And they're off of Santa Monica, which speeds into Century City, is in
Wilshire.
The background. Yeah, I was like, the road noise here. Also, every person that I thought was a guest was actually just staff in masks.
Wait, I'm like, this is what's tripping me out is like all knowing that all of these like kind of jacked up places that they've had of it, like either at like the SLS or like the Andaz, mm-hmm. It's because of fucking COVID.
Yeah.
Everything is just like...
I'm freaked out that everyone got that level of dressed up, and an event was thrown that seven people attended and pretended like it was like a huge event.
Yeah. Well, they were like, pretend we had to do what we had to do.
EJ, when she's getting ready, she goes, tonight we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna channel Jerry Hall and we're gonna do it up. I was like, you're scaring me, lady.
Garcelle, there's a picture of her going to Studio 54 in the 80s. And I'm like, I need a show about Garcelle's life.
Yeah.
But she said that she went once. And I love that she talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
She sat down and she'd never done coke before. And someone at a table offered her coke. And she went to go snort. And she knocked it all over accidentally. And so she didn't have to do it.
That's the key.
But then I was like, I bet she did it.
I know. I was like, you did that. Come on now.
Kyle looks like Hocus Pocus.
At first, I was like, this isn't working for me. But then some angles, I was like, she's the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen.
So they come in. Everyone's like, woo!
EJ gets there and she goes, I've arrived.
Yeah, you have.
You're the Grim Reaper.
She'd arrived and then I would be like, I'm leaving.
Okay, we need to like talk about, we need to talk about Real Girlfriends in Paris.
Oh, right. Is it on yet, Dole?
No, Dole. I think it starts in Lotember, but like I really can't.
Yeah.
You can.
I can.
And you will.
I will. I'm
that
ready.
That show makes me like really angry.
I love it. I think maybe because I'm used to 90 Day Fiancé.
You think it's going to give?
Well, it's giving like American Girl in a foreign country.
It just is giving me like.
It's giving something.
It's giving me The Hills, but like. We're past that era.
No, I'm all in.
Really? And it makes me mad because it's just clearly like executives being like, Emily in Paris did so well. Right. So like we need our version of that. And then it also just looks like, what's the drama? Like there's literally no drama.
But that's what people said about Laguna Beach. And that was derived from the
OC.
But
there looked like drama in Laguna Beach in The Hills. This truly looks like.
I think it'll be fascinating.
Okay. Well.
Also, like, Christine Quinn is out from Selling Sunset.
I know. Mutual decision that she's not coming back. She'll have her own show, I'm sure.
Or she'll join Housewives.
That would be major.
They need to get rid of Rinna.
Crossover.
I'm saying it now. They need to make her a friend of.
Yeah. I think she could get bumped for a couple seasons. Because
then it'll make her
back.
Hungry again.
I think that they need to bring back LVP.
I do too.
And make Kyle shiver me timbers. And they should bring Brandy back.
I agree with you.
And Christine.
I would like to see LVP.
I want LVP, like, I need her to come back.
Yeah.
I never thought I would say that. But I think it's time.
It's time. I'd like to see her with Sutton. I'd like to see her with Garcelle.
I think she'd be really good.
I think it's time, Bravo.
Wow.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle. Maurice. Oh, Ken falling in the pool. Oh.
Kyle invites all the girls.
She goes, we just have a little house. And then we see the house. And I'm like, fuck you, Kyle.
I'm like, your house has its own room for wine. There's a tiny cabin in Aspen.
But thank God they're finally setting
finally.
It up. I got
we're
chills.
Still gonna have to wait another. We're like next week is not Faggate, but I think maybe the week after next is when it's coming.
Rinna says, "I want to stay." Kyle goes, "So we have a house, but we've also rented another house for everyone who doesn't want to stay at our house can stay in." And then Rinna goes, "I want to stay with you. I want to lock the doors." And I was like, "She goes because otherwise I won't feel safe." And I went, "Rinna, I feel you on this. I see you. Aspen is a terrifying place."
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, and I know exactly what she's talking about.
Wow.
When you're there...
Aspen feels like a sex trafficking capital of the world.
It's beautiful in the winter, but going there in the summer... I've been there twice now in the summer. It is a bone-chilling place. When I'm there, I feel like I'm standing on top of something truly evil.
Wow.
So Sutton, I felt Rinna's fear.
I was obsessed with Diana. She goes, I want to stay in a hotel. She goes, I'm a great hostess, terrible guest. And I felt that too.
She'll stay at like the St. Regis there or something.
Yeah. I don't see her being like, she's kind of Mary Cosby in that way. Like, she can't like hang at a house with people.
Well, she also needs all the windows.
She needs to like make sure the room's like debugged.
And like,
because like the Federation is after her.
I just wrote, they all bully Sutton.
Yeah, they're all intimidated by her. And Sutton has never not said the truth.
Kyle's even mean to her. Like, they make her dance. Like, I'm just like, you guys are fucking
You're
assholes.
Mean to little old Sutton. I love that dancers came out to perform in masks. And Kathy goes, what is this? I was with her on that.
Kathy starts talking about Rick. And she goes, he's a good Catholic boy.
He's an old-fashioned Catholic guy, I thought of you.
I am. I am an old-fashioned. But Kathy, when we see photos of her, she looked like a different person.
She looks like Kim.
Yeah.
And kind of like Paris.
And then she was foretelling herself. She goes, you know, Rick's really, he's really, you know, he's taking a step back from everything. He goes, he always says to me, you know what, Kathy, you get caught doing the wrong thing and you're canceled.
And then there's a tiny awkward moment between her and Kyle where I was like, oh, there's tension brewing. Because Kyle's talking to Sutton and then, who is she talking to?
Dorit?
She's talking to someone.
And Kathy tries to...
Kathy goes, are we going out tonight? And Kyle's like, let her talk. Like, I don't know. Just let her finish. And Kathy goes, I want to know because you're filling up your trap. And I was like, are they supposed to go out? The thought of Kathy, like, going out
Kathy,
on the town.
I think Kathy goes hard.
And, like, what were their plans? And then Kyle's like, just let her talk. And Kathy was like, meh.
Kathy goes, fine.
And gets up and leaves. And then Kyle's like, what's her problem? And I was like, this is... They had a sister moment.
But I think it was resolved quickly.
Yeah, but I was just like, that was a sister moment.
Yeah.
As a sister, I felt their sister vibe.
Just like, something's irking you so bad.
Just being like, I want to know, like, I get to interrupt or like, tell me what's happening or you're filling up your trap. And then just being like, ugh, I'm over it.
Are we going to smoke some PCP tonight or what?
Did you get crack for tonight or what?
Are we going to do some angel dust tonight? I want to head over to the Sunset Towers. We've got a whole room up there. They blacked out all the windows and we're going to be doing some crack.
Where are you going out,
Kathy,
in the middle of Omicron?
Kathy wants to go hard and chief some cigs.
Yeah.
I got to go smoke a cig and take a shit. I'll be right back.
I'm going to take a smoke break.
Oh, Kyle, when are we leaving?
I love in the middle of the party.
Well, she's also very, she's baby sister to Kyle in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle.
But
pay
the
attention.
Older, yeah.
She likes attention. She wants Kyle's attention at all times. That's really what it is.
And she wants Kyle to be like deferential to her. Everyone gathers around.
EJ goes to Garcelle, your friendship with Sutton has hindered the friendships with all of us. And Garcelle goes, okay.
And Dorit goes, just last week at my homeless, not toothless dinner, you said Erica has hundreds of lawsuits, and that was very rude.
And Kathy goes, you mean at the Homeless and Toothless Foundation? And then everyone dies, and everyone starts finally trolling the name.
EJ, her head's fully down, like away from camera, because she does not want anyone to see that she's losing it. And everyone was laughing at that.
Except Dorit.
And Dorit goes, it's a charity that does amazing work. The work they do is amazing.
And she goes, Kathy, that is not something to be making fun of. And then Kathy goes, okay, dear, you're right. I have worked with the homeless. I've worked with the toothless. And then Kyle goes,
she goes, it's not an amazing name.
And then Sutton goes, they should maybe think about changing that name.
They should really consider renaming the organization. I love Kyle, like, in front of everyone going, it's not an amazing name.
Dorit is so...
She's furious.
Kathy's just like, I just love, honey, I've worked with the homeless and I've worked with the toothless. I'm there with you.
The Homeless and Toothless Foundation.
And then
they're
Sutton,
doing amazing work.
Then Sutton starts going off again about EJ, and then Crystal stops her and she goes, Sutton, you're tangenting. Stay focused. And I was like, that's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Sutton, that was Crystal being like,
I got you, but you need to like...
Yeah. And I was like, hell yeah. I love their friendship. Does it make me emotional? Is it weird that it makes me emotional?
No, I like it.
That they have like...
I like that they're over...
Sisters.
Even like after Crystal tried to weirdly throw her under the bus at the beginning of the season, they're like seemingly moved on. Rinna squawking. She goes, I'm trying to work out grief. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
And then Sutton goes, she's trying to like speak to Erica and be diplomatic, but also like stand in her truth and her read of the situation. She's like working out her words. She goes, I never should have said what I said. And is like thinking, and EJ goes, and I have a drinking problem. She goes, but we'll get to that later, ma'am. And looks right at Garcelle.
Ma'am. I was like, you're a blackout.
Yeah. And Garcelle goes, okay, like, let's get to it now. What's the problem?
I just wrote Garcelle's in just incredible.
Mm-hmm. And EJ goes, if I had a problem, you'd be the last to know. Because these women are the closest to me.
And Garcelle goes, I get it. You make that very clear and you remind us constantly.
God, I know. You say that every other day. I was like, hell yes.
And then Erica goes, Sutton goes, Erica, I will be calling you tomorrow on the phone. And then Erica goes like this.
Please don't. Please don't.
Don't call.
I was like, you want her to call. This is your like horny. This is making you like.
She said earlier in the episode when she was at Firefly with Rinna, she was like, sometimes she's kind of fun. Yeah. They like Sutton's a good time girl.
Mm-hmm. Please don't.
Please don't.
And then Kathy is still on the homeless and toothless thing. She can't let it go. And she turns to Garcelle. Because I think Kathy and Garcelle, like, troll together.
They've texted about Homeless and Toothless Foundation.
And Kathy goes, God, she's Dorit's getting so upset about it. I'm going to call her tonight on the phone and just go, Homeless, Toothless, Homeless, Toothless. And Garcelle goes, Kathy, I'm not getting involved in this troll. She goes, I'm going to call her tonight. I was like, oh, my God.
No one can say what it is exactly. Everyone's like, Toothless and Homeless.
They do amazing things, Dorit.
They're doing amazing work.
Honey, I know. I've worked with the homeless and I've worked with the toothless. I get it.
You may have teeth, but you're still homeless.
This is Kathy.
You have anything to nibble on?
She's a bunny.
She is a bunny.
A racist.
Allegedly.
Allegedly racist. Allegedly homophobic. Bunny rabbit.
Two more weeks until we really get to the bottom of Aspen.
Aspen is upon us. Let us know what you think about
Aspen looms.
When do we think Aspen?
We need to start thinking about what we're going to think about Aspen.
We need to talk about Aspen. I want to hear what people's true theories are.
I think the general accepted theory, which is completely unfounded, which we have helped perpetuate, is that she called a gay man F-A-G.
Well, we saw there were, it's not, we didn't make that up. There were.
Well, there were like, there were no real, there's no real sources.
Source close to me. No. But we'll see. We'll see what's coming. If anything, it definitely looks like Kathy and Rinna are going to have it out.
Rinna's losing her
footing, though,
because I'm just like, everything you say, like, you're just trolling and you're on the wrong side constantly. And it weirds me out because I know that Rinna is smart. So I'm like, why are you, what? This seems like she's been really unsavvy. Is she just like really tight with EJ and she's just going to have her back no matter what?
I think so. Something's up.
Damn.
Anyway.
EJ did like fund her Rinna beauty, didn't she?
Yeah.
The plot thickens. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.